Now we have something else here that is quite interesting. We have one of those unknown characters of the Bible, unnamed, unknown, but a great person. I have always wanted to run a series of messages, not on the great men of the Bible, but a little known, unknown, unnamed characters in the Bible that in heaven are great. They're big people. And we're going to find here's one of them here. Now let me read verse 2. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. I don't know the name of this maid, but a little Hebrew girl. And she's, to me, as great as Queen Esther. She's as great as Ruth the Moabitess. She is as great as Bathsheba. She's great as Sarah and Rebecca and Rachel. No, I can't give you her name. This little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. The little maid now, you see, she's in no position to give orders. But just one day, she uttered a sigh, and she says, oh, if my master just would go down and see the prophet down in Samaria, and he'd recover him of his leprosy. Elisha had quite a reputation, you see. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, somebody overheard it. Maybe the wife did. Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, go, and I'll send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. Why, he said, I'm not God. I can't heal him. I always feel like that anyone that claims to have a gift of healing is almost blaspheming, friend. The king of Israel said, well, I don't claim to be that. And Elisha didn't either, by the way. He was never known as that. And the Lord Jesus was never known as that, by the way. That was not the emphasis at all. But will you notice here, the king of Israel comes to the conclusion, what he's trying to do is start a quarrel with me. And he sends this man down here, and I won't be able to do a thing about it. It was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there's a prophet in Israel. Not much of a king, but there's a prophet of God in Israel. Send him down to me.